Jacobus ten Broek, founder of the National Federation of the Blind, author, jurist, and professor. There is a photograph on the page of Hazel and Jacobus ten Broek. The description, Dr. ten Broek takes notes at his desk as Hazel ten Broek reads to him. The moving force in the founding of the National Federation of the Blind and its spiritual and intellectual father was Jacobus ten Broek. Born in 1911, young ten Broek, the son of a prairie homesteader in Canada, lost the sight of one eye as the result of a bow and arrow accident at the age of 7. His remaining eyesight deteriorated until at the age of 14 he was totally blind. Shortly afterward, he and his family traveled to Berkeley so that he could attend the California School for the Blind. Within 3 years, he was an active part of the local organization of the blind. By 1934, he had joined Dr. Newell Perry and others to form the California Council of the Blind, which later became the National Federation of the Blind of California. This organization was a prototype for the nationwide federation that ten Broek would form 6 years later. The same year the federation was founded, 1940, Jacobus ten Broek received his doctorate in jurisprudence from the University of California, completed a year as Brandeis Research Fellow at Harvard Law School, and was appointed to the faculty of the University of Chicago Law School. 2 years later, he began teaching at the University of California at Berkeley, becoming a full professor in 1953, chairman of the Department of Speech in 1955, and professor of political science in 1963. During this period, Professor ten Broek published several books and more than 50 articles and monographs in the fields of welfare, government, and law, establishing a reputation as one of the nation's foremost scholars on matters of constitutional law. One of his books, Prejudice, War, and the Constitution, won the Woodrow Wilson Award of the American Political Science Association in 1955 as the best book of the year on government and democracy. Other books are California's Dual System of Family Law, 1964, Hope Deferred, Public Welfare and the Blind, 1959, The Anti-Slavery Origins of the 14th Amendment, 1951, revised and republished in 1965 as Equal Under Law, and The Law of the Poor, edited in 1966. In the course of his academic career, Professor ten Broek was a fellow at the Center for Advanced Study in the Behavioral Sciences at Palo Alto and was twice the recipient of fellowships from the Guggenheim Foundation. In 1947, he earned the degree of SJD from Harvard Law School. In addition, he was awarded honorary degrees by two institutions of higher learning. Dr. ten Broek's lifelong companion was his devoted wife, Hazel. Together they raised 3 children and worked inseparably on research, writing, and academic and federation projects. Until her declining health prevented travel, Mrs. ten Broek continued as an active member of the organized blind movement. She died October 7, 2005. In 1950, Dr. ten Broek was made a member of the California State Board of Social Welfare by Governor Earl Warren. Later reappointed to the board 3 times, he was elected its chairman in 1960 and served in that capacity until 1963. The brilliance of Jacobus ten Broek's career led some skeptics to suggest that his achievements were beyond the reach of what they called the ordinary blind person. What ten Broek recognized in himself was not that he was exceptional, but that he was normal. That his blindness had nothing to do with whether he could be a successful husband and father, do scholarly research, write a book, make a speech, guide students engaged in social action, or otherwise lead a productive life. Jacobus ten Broek died of cancer at the age of 56 in 1968. His successor, Kenneth Jernigan, in a memorial address, said truly of him, "The relationship of this man to the organized blind movement, which he brought into being in the United States and around the world, was such that it would be equally accurate to say that the man was the embodiment of the movement or that the movement was the expression of the man." For tens of thousands of blind Americans over more than a quarter of a century, he was leader, mentor, spokesman, and philosopher. He gave to the organized blind movement the force of his intellect and the shape of his dreams. He made it the symbol of a cause barely imagined before his coming, the cause of self-expression, self-direction, and self-sufficiency on the part of blind people. Step by step, year by year, action by action, he made that cause succeed.